An anonymous complaint over what were called mildly racy photos in a calendar put out by a Delta Junction area nonprofit prompted an obscenity complaint that reached the highest level of the U.S. Army. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports from Delta.
The Delta Greeley Area Relay for Life Committee produced the calendar to raise money for the American Cancer Society. It features pictures of local women dressed up to resemble retro-style pinup girls and includes a photo of the Fort Greeley Missile Defense Unit commander's wife in her underwear. The images drew a complaint from an organization called Concerned Alaskans, which alleged the photos were obscene. Army officials weren't able to identify who sent the complaint, nor to contact Concerned Alaskans. KUAC also was unable to find or contact the organization. But because the complaint was emailed to Army Secretary John McHugh, an investigation was launched. Women involved in the calendar project say they were stunned to learn about the complaint and the Army's investigation.
I'm still baffled.
That's Patsy Ewing. She's a local businesswoman who's supporting the calendar project.
I think it's tasteful and I'm glad they did it.
She says she first heard about the complaint when a reporter with Army Times called her about it 3 weeks ago. A spokesman for the Army Space and Missile Defense Command and Army Forces Strategic Command, the higher headquarters for Fort Greeley's 49th Missile Battalion, says the three-star general who reviewed the complaint concluded the photos were, quote, racy but not obscene. Spokesman John Cummings says Lieutenant General Richard Formica added that the Army had no authority to investigate the complaint because the calendar project was the idea of a non-Army organization and intended to benefit that organization, Relay for Life. And Cummings says the wife of Greeley's Missile Defense Unit commander is a civilian who's not bound by Army regulations.
While we did look into some aspects, we did not look at her actions as a private citizen.
But Cummings says the investigation continues because of other allegations made in the complaint.
We initiated a commander's investigation as to whether or not others involved, other soldiers were involved, and was their conduct inappropriate.
Cummings declined to talk about those other allegations and wouldn't confirm that the investigation now is focusing on an allegation of an inappropriate relationship involving Army personnel. That so-called fraternization could be in violation of Army regulations. Ewing, the Delta businesswoman, says she was at first uncomfortable about publicity that might not reflect positively on the project, which she says was intended to celebrate women. Ewing says she started feeling better after the Army Times story came out, and soon thereafter, the calendars began selling so quickly that she had to order more.
Even though this was kind of a negative angle, it promoted the sales, and I'm happy for that.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.